This is Elevator Boy by me, Jay Perini. All night I lifted them through seven stories, or I brought them down. The bums and winos, wistful bachelors, commercial travelers, and the odd young men without professions. 50 residents in 50 rooms. They came and went at every hour at the damp-eyed, dismal Scranton Y that smelled of wax and Clorox, bad cigars. The elevator shaft was my small home that summer of my 16th year in Scranton, when I worked a night shift on the weekends. I had a cane chair in one corner, but I often stood out of respect for these sad men. I felt their misery. The one old guy who'd lost a leg to diabetes always had a joke or two for me. "You've heard the one about the lazy horse?" he'd ask. I never would admit to having heard it as he cackled up and down the shaft. "You're funny," he would say, because I laughed. One time he kissed me on the ear and wept. "Nobody has a sense of humor now," he muttered as I drew the door behind him. I began my shift in total darkness, summoned by the loud and thumb-sized buzzer, wondering why some went out at crazy hours on the town, but soon came home with agitated grins. I took it as my job to ask no questions, just to hold the door and maybe listen if they had a thing or two to say. Most of them had lived into a silence rarely broken, though sometimes one could hear a shriek, a strangulated sob, a rueful laugh behind closed doors. I didn't like to think what prompted these articulations. Leaving work at 7 when my shift was over, walking through the little city with its yawns in feverish red light that bathed the valley.